This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he expects power to be restored in the city by the end of today and the city to return to normal sometime over the weekend. As we've been reporting this morning, New York lost electricity yesterday along with Cleveland, Detroit, Toronto, sections of New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Connecticut and Massachusetts. Parts of southern Canada were also affected. In New York, Mayor Bloomberg said the emergency systems in place worked.
While certainly a lot of people have been inconvenienced, we have a lot to be proud of this morning. Our police officers, firefighters, emergency management personnel, and health professionals have worked incredibly hard to get us through the night safely, and New Yorkers have got together to help and care for each other, as I think it's fair to say they always do.
That's New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. NPR's David Kestenbaum has been out on the streets of New York City this morning and joins us now. Good morning, David.
Hi, Steve.
Can you just describe where you are and what you've seen this morning?
On the east side of Manhattan on 42nd Street, looking out on the UN, United Nations. And, well, this morning, it's the best way I can describe it is that it sort of feels like the morning after New Year's Eve. You know, everyone's walking around. They look kind of hungover, and I think a lot of them probably are. There are a lot of people we saw last night with beers in their hand, and one guy down the street here had bought six cases and was just handing them out, and there was an impromptu poker game going on in the middle of the street. It was a pretty great scene.
Well, now, the mayor said that one person died. I know there were something like 60 fires, mostly people lighting candles to get some light in the evening, and something went wrong, but it sounds like things are pretty calm there.
Yeah, things are pretty calm. I mean, last night people seemed to be taking care of each other. There was an apartment building near here had opened up and was letting in people who were stuck in New York for the night. They were sleeping in the gym room on yoga mats, conveniently. It seemed mostly it was really the goodwill of people that kept things safe, because you felt like there were police at the major intersections, but there were no traffic lights, and it was just dark. I mean, you could see the stars, and you got the feeling that if things got out of hand, it would be very hard to get things back under control, but they didn't. People were really quite mellow.
You know, David, I realize that authorities said early on that this was not terrorism as far as they can tell, but when I saw the images of people streaming out of Manhattan, walking across the Brooklyn Bridge, I couldn't help but think that many people must have done the very same thing on September 11th. Regardless of the cause, people must have been thinking about their security over the last 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, there was a woman, a lot of people are trying to catch cabs right now, and because the subway's not running and the taxis are really hard to find. I imagine they're out of gas. But and so we gave a ride to this woman who was heading downtown, and she said that, you know, she couldn't believe this had happened in America, that the power had gone out, and she thought immediately that it was terrorism, you know, and was very nervous for a long time.
All right.
But,
now,
you know, everyone seemed happy this morning.
Now, I know the New York Stock Exchange opened on time today, but what about other businesses around the city, David?
Well, on the way to work, we stopped at every little store we could find and asked how things were going. Murray's Sturgeon Shop, 2429 Broadway, says they have sturgeon. They have a big walk-in freezer that never got warm overnight, so the fish is all right. There's a fish market next door that was shoveling plenty of ice, and they said that the ice machine makes tons of ice. So the fish was fine. The New York Kids Club is still giving gymnastics lessons. Yes, there is camp today, the guy told me. I said, what about the juice? Did you lose juice? He said, well, I walked 100 blocks home last night. I brought all the juice pops, and I handed them out. There were some places that clearly suffered a bit. There was an all-day dim sum that was closed. The guy said he had to throw a lot of things out. So I said, does this hurt business? He said, oh, business stinks anyway. So I don't know how much a half a day is going to hurt him.
Did you pick up any sturgeon, David, or was it just there was nothing to do with it?
No, it looked excellent, though. We'll have to go back.
Okay, David, thanks very much, and we'll be listening for your reporting throughout the day.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
NPR's David Kestenbaum speaking to us from the streets of New York City.